From Tidbits on November 17th, 2008, this is the audio edition of Max Speech sponsoring Tidbits, joins returning sponsors, written by Adam Siangst. We're pleased to welcome as our latest long-term sponsor Max Speech, the only company providing speech recognition software for the Macintosh since IBM exited the field in 2003. IBM's withdrawal also left the Windows world with a clear leader, Dragon Naturally Speaking. By 2006, New York Times columnist David Pogue, who had long used dictation software to avoid unnecessary typing, found Dragon Naturally Speaking to be extremely accurate, even when speaking at full speed, and more accurate than Max Speech's product of the time, iListen 1.7. Seeing that it wasn't productive to continue developing its own speech recognition engine, Max Speech licensed Dragon Naturally Speaking's underlying dictation technology from Nuance and built it into a new product, Max Speech Dictate, released in February 2008. Demand has been high, stretching Max Speech's ability to keep up, but after some busy months, the company recently shipped Max Speech Dictate 1.2. The new version adds the capability to spell out unusual words or acronyms, phrase training that enables users to fix incorrectly recognized words right away, and a move command for verbal editing. It's great to see Max Speech supporting the Macintosh community through a Tidbit sponsorship, and with it, Max Speech joins a number of other companies that have started sponsoring Tidbits again after a hiatus. Most recently, Circus Ponies rejoined our sponsor ranks after shipping Notebook 3.0, a significant update to their powerful note-taking software. Microsoft's MacBoo also restarted their sponsorship not long ago, in part to help us drive the development of the TipBits feature of our website. More on TipBits soon, but check out the upper right side of our website for helpful tips about Macs and Mac software. And, of course, we're especially grateful to our longest-running sponsors, Fetch Softworks, Barebones Software, Markspace, VMware, and CS Odessa. It may be relatively easy to put up a blog these days, but a serious internet publication requires non-trivial hardware, software, staff salaries, development costs, travel, and other expenses. Put bluntly, without the support of our sponsors and direct contributions from our readers, we wouldn't be able to keep publishing Tidbits. Thank you, everyone. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and hey, if any of other companies out there want to help sponsor Tidbits, just let me know.